Two-term incumbent Scott Walker and challenger Tony Evers square off Friday in their first debate of the Wisconsin governor's race. Expect disagreements on many topics, including a key part of the Walker's pro-business platform, Foxconn. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has the story.
It's been a dramatic highlight of Walker's last 15 months in office. The governor, President Donald Trump, and House Speaker Paul Ryan announcing Foxconn will bring thousands of jobs to Wisconsin. Then Walker and others promising $4 billion in state and local subsidies if the Taiwan-based firm keeps its word. In Racine County, where Foxconn is building a huge electronics factory, construction is in full swing. At a campaign appearance in Milwaukee, the Republican governor said landing Foxconn shows he's the candidate of modern jobs and innovation.
Foxconn made a $100 million investment that they recently announced in venture capital. Foxconn, when you think about both keeping our talent here and attracting new talent to this area, think about millennials understanding that the company that makes their iPhone could have picked any place in the world to build their next LCD panel facility, and they picked right here in the great state of Wisconsin.
Former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson, who often said he offered bold ideas for the state, has been helping Walker campaign. Thompson says Walker also lays the groundwork for innovation.
You got to have a stable state. You know, you got to have the income coming in, you got to have a stable expenditure, then you can try a lot of new things.
But Walker's focus on Foxconn remains controversial. Polling by Marquette University that reveals a tight race between Walker and Democratic challenger Tony Evers also continues to show substantial voter concern about the Foxconn deal, especially in northern Wisconsin. And some business people in Milwaukee who are not Foxconn contractors say the state is ignoring their concerns. Here at Great Impressions Graphics and Printing, a machine cuts memorial bookmarks to be handed out at a funeral. Owner Carolyn Walker says she's got nothing against Foxconn, but Walker says many small businesses like hers need help from the state in finding affordable health insurance for current and potential employees.
It's very costly, and it hinders me for retaining quality people, you know, or even getting them in the door. So I really, you know, would like to be able to provide that.
Carolyn Walker says she also wants the next governor to improve education so she gets more qualified job applicants. While she says she's not 100% sure Tony Evers can address all her concerns, Walker says,
I just know I don't want to continue the way we've been.
Neither does Evers. After a Milwaukee Rotary Club appearance last month, the state school superintendent told reporters that his innovation focus is homegrown.
It's startups, it's those second or third tier entrepreneurs. They don't need money, they need support in getting a loan. Getting a loan from a local bank circulates money within a community. That's where the innovation is going to come from. And clearly, we need to make sure the University of Wisconsin system plays a role in that.
Evers says if elected, he wouldn't try to cancel the Foxconn deal, just make sure the company lives up to its jobs promises and protects its workers. Democrats sometimes have an uphill battle winning over the private sector and its employees. But State Democratic Party Chairperson Martha Lanning, who organized a business forum this month in Brookfield, is hoping the Foxconn financial bonus Scott Walker often talks about is more like Foxconn fatigue.
Right now, our state is really out of balance. We've invested the largest payout to a company in the United States history, and we have put all of our marbles in that one basket.
Lanning says thousands of businesses across Wisconsin could instead be getting help to thrive and innovate. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman for Innovation Reporting.